Right now it is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wortman. Judy joins us on a Thursday morning. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Before Her Voice Was Still, A Friendship in the Shadow of ALS, and also the Journal of a Duck Midwife. And we're always pleased to have her on the air on Thursday morning. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you. And I really enjoyed the previous discussion. I heartily agree with everything he said.
Isn't that amazing that communication is coming back into style?
You know, it's amazing what even picking up a telephone will do. I got to the point where my fingers not being as nimble as I might have been, tired of texting back and forth with friends or people trying to make arrangements. But pick up the phone, I said to myself, and just call. And really, Jill, amazing how quickly you can get things done with a voice-to-voice communication as opposed to your two fingers. And
oh, yeah.
I think that all of us should realize that the telephone is there for a purpose, and it's amazing how our generation just forgets the fact that before the telephone, it was really very hard to communicate with people.
Not to mention the fact that they are now so much more comfortable communicating via screen to screen, that they don't know how to, in a lot of cases, they don't know how to have that conversation.
Like
could you please just ask him? And I remember being much younger, and this is going to relate to your topic anyway. When I was a little sprog, you know, going up to somebody and asking them something was pretty terrifying. It's a skill that had to be acquired.
That's true, but it's something that you have to work on rather than retreating into a screen-type communication. If you haven't developed the ability to communicate, how do people know what your personality, your intelligence, your interests are if it's related to the few words that you might type on a screen? The problem is that, you know, we all now are tending to revert to technology, to drugs, to anything that eliminates the personal in dealing with problems. And, you know, that's really related to something that I mentioned to you earlier this week in our email communication, the fact that, maybe one of the common maladies that one has these days, which is really anxiety, and for many people, doctors prescribe drugs, you know, maybe you really could deal with that, as one study showed, as effectively with some simple things like practicing meditation, relaxation, mindfulness, paying attention to the world around you and your own particular world. And this study that I happened to read about was amazing, and it was reported all over, because it showed that if you take two groups of people, and one has given the traditional drugs, all of which have side effects, of course, to help anxiety, and another group for several weeks are put through, you know, the basic practices of mindfulness and meditation, that there was really no difference in outcome. They both got better, but of course the group that didn't have the drugs didn't get better, along with the side effects of the drugs and the withdrawal effects when the drugs stopped being used. And the other group did fine just by going into techniques that allow them to relax, allow them to take their mind off what they thought was causing them to be anxious, and simply focus on things that brought them tranquility and peace. And I thought that study, which I think really should perhaps be an indicator of how we should go forth in treating people, really should be more thought about more widely. I suspect that the only reason it will not be adopted is because it's hard to think of insurance companies giving third-party payments for a meditation session, whereas you can go off to your drugstore and get third-party payments for your antidepressant or anti-anxiety medication.
Right. It's, I don't know. I don't know.
And I think that this is something that we should think about. You know, it's so easy when people are upset or agitated to say, oh, take an Ativan, take this, take that. And, you know, as a friend of mine who's a physician pointed out, once you start down that path of taking something, for example, for anxiety, when you stop taking it, you may have sort of a rebound effect and even more anxiety. And so you really, and there's side effects to all these drugs, you know, and so you really don't want to start down that path But you have to have patience and belief that there are alternatives. Not talking about alternative supplements that are not well regulated, but simply alternative ways of dealing with the maladies, sort of the psychological maladies that we're all confronting all the time. And one of them is simply talking to people and seeking out friends that you can complain to, you can cry with, and say, you know, I'm really upset about this. I don't know how to deal with this. Now, other people say, yeah, I went through the same thing, and let me tell you how what worked for me. Or going to somebody and saying, just help me reach some tranquility in my life by meditation. These are things that we should be aware of. We should know where to go to get this kind of information, this kind of help, rather than racing off to make an appointment with a therapist or a psychopharmacologist and saying, what medication can I take that's going to help? And, you know, and the ironic thing is that if you take an antidepressant, it takes about 6 weeks before it kicks in. You can have 6 weeks of meditation, and at the same time, the effect is going to kick in.
Not to mention the placebo. You know, you've got the placebo effect during those six weeks because, now I'm on something. But I just want to throw in, just as a comment, one of the most interesting offshoots of all of this is now therapy via text. And
what?
Therapy via text.
Oh, yes.
And at some point, I think that we should talk about the absurdity of, I mean, I guess if you are in the deepest, darkest jungle, and still somehow have Wi-Fi, maybe. But, you know, it sort of defeats.
I guess crazy, isn't it?
Well, it defeats the purpose of interacting. So, anyway, we'll leave it there, Doctor.
Well, I have to ask you, if you have a misspelling in when you text back, is that simply a misspelling, or does it really indicate something deeper in your psyche?
For example. I see a sitcom. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman. Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy here on Robin Hood Radio Thursday mornings before This Week in the Lakeville Journal and also online. RobinHoodRadio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on This Week. No, click on Food for Mood with
You're ready.
Judy Wortman.